This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour, and I bring to you today the Barefoot Defender. That, you know, he is a spokesperson for Gun Owners of America, which makes this uniquely good for him because this is the show, the radio show that was originated by Gun Owners of America. Joining me now from somewhere deep in the heart of Texas is Stephen Williford. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
I am good to go. So let's. Here's what I like to do. I know that there's a couple of things going on out there in the gun world that Gun Owners of America is doing, and then I want you to tell everybody about November 2017. That's the right month, right? November? Was it November 2017?
Yes, it was November. It's coming up on its 6th anniversary.
Yeah, and I mean, especially given it would have been good to have a Stephen Williford in Lewiston, Maine. But unfortunately, we did not. So what's going on in the wonderful world of Gun Owners of America?
Well, we are looking at what happened in Maine right now, because it's really tragic. Because, and I don't know exactly what the laws are in Maine, but I would say they are probably very much restricted. And this guy was able to go to three different locations and murder people, and they still, as far as I know, have not found him. He was a prohibited person because he was arrested for child porn actually this past weekend. He was arrested for child porn. They let him out on $2,000 bond, and back in 2016, he was arrested and spent time in prison for sexual offenses in 2016. And personally, I think he should have never gotten out of prison. He was on the sexual predator watch list, and so he was a prohibited person, prohibited from owning a gun, and I don't think he should have ever gotten out of prison. When he got rearrested, he paid out his $2,000 bond that was way too little, and apparently went on a shooting rampage, killing innocent people.
Yeah. Yep, he did. I mean, what did he shoot, 70? He shot 70 people, is that right?
I know, like 22 died, and another 60 are reported wounded.
Yeah, I mean it's a horrific shooting and everything else. And I was very interested to find out that Maine is a permitless carry state, but they also historically are a very, I mean, they only had 29 homicides last year altogether. So why do you think there was no defender there to intercede? Just your thought process on that.
You know, I don't know, and I really can't talk about what I don't know.
Right.
Then, so if it's a permitless carry state, do they allow people to carry just anywhere, or like the bowling alley and stuff like that? Are they gun-free zones? I don't know. But I truly would wish that more people would carry, because, you know, and it was a reactive thing. So he shot up one place and the police all reacted to that place. He moved to another place and shot up Walmart distribution. And then, of course, they reacted to that place, and now the police are just reacting to what he's left already. And, I believe in the thin blue line, and I support law enforcement wholeheartedly. But you got to understand, police are second responders.
Right.
They are not first responders like they like to call them. They're second responders, because you are your own first responder, and it's time for people to realize there's more good guys with guns than there are bad guys with guns. It's time to get out there and carry. And for me, if I go into a gun-free zone, it ceases to be a gun-free zone.
Thinking about this, I can't think of anybody I'd rather be in a crowded room with than you. Because I know you already have the capacity to do what has to be done. That's always nice.
And it is a mindset. You don't go into something like this without having never thought of it before. And I did. I used to compete. I used to train. I trained youth shooting league, and I also shot a competition league myself for years and years. And it's about, not only your ability, but your ability to think in a bad situation.
Well, we're going to talk
please
about
go, yeah. Please go to gunowners.org.
Yes, sir.
Gunowners.org and sign up, get in the fight, and start carrying today.
You know, one thing about Gun Owners of America is they never quit. That's I wish everybody else in the political spectrum would look at that and say, this is the way we got to go. Because that's the way the left works. They never take a day off.
We are relentless. We believe shall not be infringed means exactly that. We are the only no-compromise gun advocacy group in this nation. Harry Reid said that we were worse than bad. And frankly, we use that as a badge of honor.
Yeah.
If Harry Reid's saying we're worse than bad, then we're doing something right.
Yeah.
And
I've seen times where everybody looks at what the GOA does, and you're almost, I think some people consider Gun Owners of America to be an outlier, but just simply because of the blunt approach, it's almost brutal the way the fact patterns are laid out. But it's very true, right? It's very true.
Absolutely. We've got over 2.5 million members. We got the pistol brace ban. We got to stay on it. So all Gun Owners of America members, if you own a pistol brace, we tried to get it, in all fairness, we tried to get it for the whole nation.
Right.
But the judge said, no, it's just for the plaintiffs. And so GOA members are plaintiffs in that pistol brace lawsuit. And so if you own a pistol brace, and you didn't register it when the ATF redefined it. They didn't. It's not a law. They redefined it. And make no mistake, we'll win it at the Supreme Court level because it didn't pass through Congress. In fact, Congress passed a bill afterwards. The House passed a bill afterwards saying that they did not do that and they don't believe it. So it is not a law. And we will beat it in the Supreme Court. But as for right now, the ATF has that ruling, but for Gun Owners of America members, we have a say until it is reached in the Supreme Court.
So we've
got gunowners.org. Yeah. Please go to Amazon and look up my book. It's called A Town Called Sutherland Springs.
Yeah, that's worth the read. If you're thinking about buying, and right now, you know, AR-15 pistols with a brace are still legal, even though they have this little thing going on. But that's, if you decide that you want to go that route, join Gun Owners of America, and you will be shielded from that, which is, isn't that silly?
They won't let anybody sell them right now. If you already own one.
Yeah.
Then you can be saved from prosecution until it reaches the Supreme Court.
Well, I've got one laying right over here, and I'm trying to get somebody to build me a pistol to stick on it. And then before I pick it up, I'll be joining you guys.
I was at a rally early.
Hang on,
go ahead.
We're coming up on the first break talking to Stephen Williford from Gun Owners of America. Go to gunowners.org and join today if you're not already a member. That's a rowdy bunch when they get in there. Their lobby method is they speak softly, but they carry a really, really big stick. And Stephen is one of their spokespeople. I can't think of anybody that would be more correct in that position. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
sorry and then turn on the truck until they are loose.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I'm joined now by Stephen Williford from Gun Owners of America, the Barefoot Defender. You were about to tell me about a rally you went to. I'm sure they send you to a bunch of rallies. Tell me about the one that I had to interrupt.
So we were at this event, and we were signing up members, and a guy came up to our table, and he didn't know who we were. And I said, well, do you own a pistol brace? He said, I had three of them, but I lost them all in a boating accident. And I told him, I said, here's the deal. If you sign up for Gun Owners of America today, then that'll give you an excuse to go buy you some flippers and a snorkel and go find them.
Yeah.
Because now you are exempt from that until it works its way through the courts. And, it's a 25 dollar annual membership for Gun Owners of America. It is definitely worth that. And I ask all those gun owners that sign up because they want their pistol braces to be legal, I ask them that when this is over and the fight's done and you can openly carry your pistol brace wherever you want, wherever it's legal, then don't forget who won that for you. Don't just drop your membership because now that's done, because we will be in the fight for everything.
Well, I mean, it's never going to end. That's never going to end. The country is divided right down the middle. This fight is never going to end.
It is never going to end, and we're going to fight until the end.
Yeah.
So
it'd be nice if we could, it'd be nice if you and I, if we didn't have to fight this fight and I could have you come on the show and I'd be like, so Stephen, what's your latest AR bill? Tell me about it. But
yeah,
the political side of it is always going to be there because they're always playing the long game, because that is the big impediment to the socialist agenda would be the armed citizens, because, you know, they.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And let me tell you, what's going on in our border with them moving people across our border every day, and they're putting them on buses and they're shipping them. If you're not a border state, it doesn't matter. They're putting them on buses and they're shipping them to your state. And we've already caught over 300 on the terrorist watch list.
Yeah.
That's what we caught this year alone. There's 300 and something on the terrorist watch list. If they caught that many, how many you think got around?
Well, 300, if those 300 got in here and that was the only group we had of them in here, that would be very disruptive if they decide to go active. That would be Lewiston. Right now, Lewiston, Maine is on a lockdown for one guy. For one guy.
Yeah.
They haven't caught him yet. Think about five guys operating in that area. Think about five guys like this operating anywhere and looking to see. Remember those, the brothers during the Boston Marathon?
Yeah.
Sarnia brothers. They had the cops so rattled. They were just busting in the houses, looking around for things. You know, everybody's sitting there having dinner and everything. They bust in and they're rousting everybody and locked down the entire city. Then they got in a gunfight and killed a boat.
I'm hoping the good citizens of Maine are out there pulling out their guns and getting them ready and making sure that they're safe.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because there's no telling. I personally think this guy will be caught, found, more than likely have committed suicide in some dark hole somewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe or something. But I think the citizens of Maine and the citizens in this whole country should be taking note and defending themselves. So buy a gun, learn, be good. Know how to use it. I've heard that since what happened in Israel, that now more Jewish people are showing up at shooting ranges.
Yeah.
And buying guns. You know, it's just common sense. You can't be protected by law enforcement everywhere you go. So at some point, you're going to have to protect yourself.
Well, I mean, it's that first 20 minutes, isn't it? I mean, just to put a little in context here, when you, and you're going to tell the story, I want you to tell the story here shortly about what happened. We're going to do it at the start with the next segment, but just to give you a context of time, you were at home in 2017 on call. You were just sitting around, yeah, being comfortable, watching TV, and then your daughter came and said, there's somebody shooting out there. And you looked out and saw what happened. You grabbed 8 rounds, 1 empty magazine, and an AR-15. And you went out.
Yep.
How much time between the time when you first saw it and then when your brain said go, how much time do you think elapsed in that short period?
way too much time. I first thought it was tapping on my window.
Right.
Opened up the window to look out to see if I could see anything. My daughter said, no, come into the kitchen. I came into the kitchen. It sounded like gunfire. It took me a bit to get into my safe and grab my gun, that magazine and ammo. I ran to the door and out the door and across the street. They estimate the police were 5 to 7 minutes behind me.
Right.
And it took me way too long to get there, but the police were still 5 to 7 minutes behind me. And if you think you want to spend 5 to 7 minutes defenseless on the floor of a church with somebody walking around shooting people, that's just not a good option.
Well, it's not going to be 5 minutes if you're defenseless. It's going to be about 30 seconds. If there's somebody walking around just executing people, and that's what you did. You disrupted that pattern when you came out. You had 8 rounds. You put 6 of them in him. He jumped. You and a new buddy jumped into a vehicle and chased him, and you still had 2 rounds in your AR when you got to him, didn't you?
Yes. So. Yes. So I ran across the street, and as I ran across the street, I yelled out. Apparently, he heard me in the church, and he dropped his rifle in the church and came out shooting at me with a pistol.
Right.
I exchanged gunfire with him. He had on class 3 body armor, ballistic bulletproof helmet. I hit him 6 out of 6 rounds. He hit the truck in front of me. He shattered the windshield of the car behind me. He hit the house behind me. Finally was able to get in his own vehicle, coughing up his own blood.
Right.
He was able to get in his own vehicle, which was parked in the middle of the street with the driver's side door open, the engine running.
Well, hold up right here on the story because I want you to tell it in detail when we get back. But what I'm talking about here, though, is the fact that when something pops, like in Lewiston, Maine, or in Israel, or any of these things where it just happened, you know, you're sitting there at a dance club or you're at a bowling alley and everything's happening, the first 20 minutes... if something bad happens, it's going to be on you. You're going to be the one that has to deal with this in the first 20 minutes. You can call whoever you like. But you're calling somebody with a gun to come and try to save you when you, you know, you should be your own first responder. We're coming up on the next break. There would be no me were it not for Gun Owners of America. This whole journey for me started back in 2012 with Larry Pratt. Everything that you catch here now is a product of that, is an offshoot of that. And to have Stephen on the show and sort of get back to where I started is always pretty good. Gunowners.org. That $25 is spent so effectively that you would not believe it. The reason we do not have universal background checks today than when Barack Obama was trying to get them in 2013 is because of an email blast that Gun Owners of America sent out back then. They're just that powerful. We'll be right back talking to Stephen Williford. This is Lock and Load.
Hold the field.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. Robert Card, the man wanted after killing 18 people and injuring 13 others in a deadly mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine, has been located by law enforcement and has been found dead. The shelter-in-place order has been canceled, but hunting has been banned in cities around where the body was found. Israel is still at war with the Iranian-backed terror group Hamas after it launched surprise attacks on Israel earlier this month. Mark Regev is a senior advisor to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He joins Fox News and says Hamas is committing war crimes.
What is new about Hamas is they don't hide their crimes. They take pride in their crimes and they parade their crimes.
More than 1,400 Israelis and over 7,000 Palestinians have been killed in the conflict. Thanks for listening. It's much appreciated. Tim Berg, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I'm talking to Stephen Williford. He is the Barefoot Defender. They called that because when he didn't have enough time to get enough to load a magazine or any shoes, he had to go out and confront and disrupt Devin Patrick Kelly, did he disrupt him. You put one of the shots in between his plates, didn't you?
I did, and I put one high in his legs. I broke one right underneath the rim of the bulletproof helmet. I hit him in the left chest and abdomen. Both of those stopped by the body armor. And I hit him in the back when he was fleeing, stopped by the body armor. But I put one between the plates. I put one high in his leg, and I busted one across his forehead.
That was a graze. Was that one a graze? I mean, if it had been a straight on,
yeah.
I would have thought that would have taken him out.
Yeah, it was just a graze. It busted right underneath.
Yeah.
But I would imagine when he was fleeing the scene, driving away, he was wiping blood out of his eyes.
Yeah.
What the coroner report said.
So let's talk a little bit about a few things. There's a reason that you were able to take these highly precise shots. I mean, you're a competitive shooter. You built your gun yourself. Tell me about
it. I built my rifle myself. I built it for shooting and moving and competition. I'd shoot metal plates and bowling pins and swing targets and shooting and moving. And I tell people, if you're not shooting and moving in a real gunfight, you're the target. You just haven't figured it out yet.
Right.
So if you're going to the range and you're standing in one spot shooting at flat targets, you are practicing marksmanship.
Right.
Marksmanship is good, but it won't get you through a life or death gunfight.
No.
You need to learn to shoot and move and because if you know, he was moving and shooting at me, and I was moving, and finally I got to a 3/4 ton Dodge pickup truck and used it for cover. And there's a difference between concealment and cover. Cover will stop a bullet, concealment will not. He hit the truck in front of me, he shattered the windshield of a car behind me, hit the house behind me, and I put 6 out of 6 rounds. You can't miss fast enough to stop a gunfight. So speed and accuracy mean something. And White Earp himself said, fast is fine, accuracy is final. You must learn to be slow at a hurried pace.
Yeah. Were you running, what kind of, did you have an optic on your gun?
I had an EOTech.
Okay, so the good holographic optic. That EOTech,
holographic,
yeah.
Optic.
Yeah.
No magnification, just a holographic optic, and that's going to be as quick into battle as you can get.
Right.
As quick fight, you bring it up, and as soon as you see the dot, you don't even have to necessarily get lined up with the rifle perfectly with an EOTech. Where that dot is where the bullet is going.
Oh. Anyway, anyhow, that, you know, just to give some background, Stephen is not, none of that was luck. All of that was deliberate technique, all based upon his competition shooting. Do you get to shoot as much as you used to?
Actually, I travel all over to things like the Gathering in Georgia.
Yes, sir.
The Gathering, we have 15,000 people that show up for the Gathering every year. We have 17 days of shooting, and they estimated we shot 10,000 rounds per bay per day for a 3-day event.
Wow.
I just got back from Texas at a long-range rifle expo in Navasota, Texas, where we were shooting 1,000-yard and 2,000-yard targets. So GOA sends me to these events to meet and greet and to tell my story. And I actually get to shoot at these events. And so now I'm going around and getting to shoot for GOA, basically.
Yeah, I could see where that would be some fun for you.
And so they say less than 10% of people, 10% of men would do what I did. But at these events that we go to, I would put that percentage at 70% or better. Because we're the ones that own our own guns.
Right.
We're the ones that maintain our own guns. We're the ones that go out and train, and it's golfing, but for men.
Right, right.
And we're the ones that have thought of things like that. If you can imagine 15,000 shooters, and we shot 170,000 rounds per day for 3 days, and nobody got hurt. We're the ones that terrified the left. And yet if something happened, we're the ones that would stand between the evil and innocent. And nobody got hurt at that event. And nobody would have tried something silly like trying to do a mass shooting at an event like that.
No, they would not have. No.
Why is that? Because it wouldn't work out well for them, would it?
Oh, no, they would. That would be ugly. It'd be hard to. It'd probably be very hard just to do a post mortem on that guy. That guy would have. It'd be very evident what had killed him. But I, you know, one thing that I would say about anybody out there is, now you are sort of the answer to the question: what would I do in that situation? You're one of the rare people that has been put in that situation where you actually had something you could do about it, where you were ready and capable of doing something about it and then did it. And I think there's a lot of people out there that would do it, because most people that get into gunfights or brandish a gun or pull a gun during the day, which if you want to go by the CDC number, that's about 8,200 people a day, they're not trained to the degree you are. They're not. I wouldn't think they're as put together as you are. So I'm sure there's a lot of people that would look at this and say, I wouldn't have done that at a church across the road from Stephen Williford.
Well, so I tell people, here it is. When it starts, something happens, and you have the tools and you have the skills. What are you going to do? Because there are some things in this life that's worse than death itself. And to live with yourself knowing you had the tools and the capability of doing something and you did nothing, to look at yourself in the mirror the next day and realize women and children were being murdered and you did nothing to stop it, I don't think that I can live with that person. You know, you and me and everybody else, we're going to all die someday. And it's not about how we die, but it's about how we live. I'm a Christian. I believe when I die, I'm going to meet my Creator. And I don't want Him asking me, why did you do what I asked you to do when I asked you to do it? I want to hear, well done, good and faithful servant.
Well, you'll get to answer that question the right way, Stephen, the way everybody would like to. But, I mean, that's I have thought often about this. I have had to pull a gun twice as a civilian. And, yeah, there's that moment, and you had to go beyond that. And I've wondered how that would work out, but, I mean, at the same time, I do have some... the fact that I practice and train to do this gives me a small degree of confidence, but we're going to talk a little bit more about... We're coming up on the next
one.
Okay. Stephen, yeah. can throw some stuff at you if you watch him. Stephen is with Gun Owners of America. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise gun brand out there today. Only your rights are the civil right is the primary focus of them. There's no frills to it. It's a very focused group. There's, you know, none of this, none of that. Just the preaching constantly about your freedom. Because it all comes down to that. And you can join them by going to gunowners.org. But when we get back, we're going to talk about Stephen's book, because Stephen has got a story out there that you can look at, and, I mean, it's worth your time. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Fourth segment.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It'll be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
One more time. Here we go again. Gun Owners News. Welcome back to Gun Owners News Hour. We're talking to Stephen Williford from Gun Owners of America. You wrote a book about your exploits. What's the name of the book, Stephen?
A Town Called Sutherland Springs. It's about my town. It's about my community. It's about the people that live in it. And it's about the people that we lost that day, too. It's what their family members wanted the world to know about their loved one that died in the church.
What? So how has Sutherland Springs, has it recovered from this day?
We will never totally be recovered, but we've moved forward. And, you know, we lost, so this is a town of 600 people, total population. And 26 lost their life that day, and 20 more were injured. So we will never be totally recovered. I was just last week attended a kitchenette, which is a sweet 16, or sweet, like a sweet 16, but sweet 15 for Hispanic culture. And a young lady asked me to get family sponsors to sponsor gifts for the young lady. And she asked me to sponsor her with the Bible. And it was my honor. She lost her mother and two of her sisters in the shooting. Her glasses were shot off of her face.
Wow.
And her younger brother got shot 5 times and lived over. And she honored me for asking me to present her with her Bible. And what an emotional thing that was. Those are like my children now.
Yeah.
They may not be here if it had not been what I did.
You weren't thinking about that, though, were you, when you did it? You were not thinking about that. You just saw something. You just saw something evil outside. And you said, "Okay, I'm going to go get this."
I had to stop evil. He was murdering my community, and I had to stop it.
How bad would it have been? Have you ever looked at that? How many people? What would his body count have been if you had not interrupted him? Because he had 5 more minutes coming if you didn't, right? Because the cops were behind that for that far.
Absolutely. So he was intent on killing everybody in the church. There wouldn't have been anybody left.
That's horrible. That's just horrible. That's good that you got in there. Talking about the 5 minutes, after when this guy got in his vehicle and tried to get away, you took your weapon, you ran at port arms barefoot at a guy in a pickup truck in Texas that was at a stop sign. And because it's Texas, and this is a Texan guy, instead of looking at you, you're in the middle of the adrenaline dump, you're in a gunfight, and you just let, you engaged 5 seconds ago. You look at him and say, I need a ride, and he's like, where are we going? And you guys took off after him, right?
Absolutely. So Johnny Langendorf, right, and I never had met him before, he was going to meet with his girlfriend, go out on a date. And that's what he was going to do that day. And I ran over. He pulled up the stop sign. He witnessed the whole shooting. And he got on 911, and he was talking to dispatch at that moment. And after the shooter fled, I went over and tapped on the window and said, that guy just shot up the Baptist church. We have to stop him. Every sane man in this world would have just jammed on the gas and left me standing there at the stop sign. But this is Texas we're talking about. We're not known for sanity. A little bit of responsibility and honor. The next thing I heard were the locks open up on the doors, and I climbed up in the cab with a man I'd never met before, and we took off in hot pursuit chasing the murderer. And he was splitting cars and passing and driving high rate of speed. And at first we didn't even see the guy, the murderer. Johnny was on the cell phone talking to dispatch, telling him every crossroads that we crossed and stuff until we came upon him. And I said, that's it. It's a gray Ford SUV. Back windshield was shot out. I said, that's him, that's him. And I looked at Johnny. I said, you know, if you catch him, you're going to have to put him off the road. And Johnny looked at me, and the very first words he said to me is, yes, I already figured that. Johnny was probably thinking, and I've always wanted to try a pit maneuver. But as we pulled up on the guy, he pulled off into the ditch on the side of the road with a road sign in front of him. And I thought, man, he didn't even leave himself a way out. And by that time, I figured out I only had 2 rounds left. And Johnny pulled up on the road with his front bumper, even with the guy's rear bumper. And Johnny was still on the highway, and he was out the ditch. With my left hand, I opened the door, and I stuck the rifle out the window. I was going to step out. And I was going to use the door as a shield and re-engaging. But before my foot hit the ground, he accelerated. He took the sign out in front of him and went right back up on the road. And I barely got my foot in the door before Johnny was after him again. He went another 3/4 of a mile up the road. This time he veered off to the left through a fence and about 50 yards out the field. And Johnny pulled up on the pavement, stopped, and I told him to get down below the dash, and I got out, and I put the rifle over the hood of another truck. And Johnny got out videoing. And I was where the police. I never wanted to see red and blue lights more in my life.
Right.
And it took them estimated 5 to 7 minutes behind me. Finally, the officer pulled up, and he was on the PA system. Said, driver, get out of the vehicle with your hands up. And I turned and looked up the road, and he was about 50 yards from me, about 100 yards from the shooter. And he said it again, driver, get out of the vehicle with your hands up. And I decided, I don't know that the officer knows everything that happened. And so I laid my rifle down on the hood,
right
to the back of the truck, palms out, right, hands up. You know, started back to the back of the truck, and he looked at me and he made eye contact. He keyed his mic and said, not you. And so I ran back and I picked up my rifle and held it over the hood of the truck. That officer only had his pistol, and he was 100 yards away. I still had a rifle, and I was 50 yards away.
Right.
And though I only had two rounds, I still had a significant advantage. And that officer showed me more respect at that moment than I ever expected. But we waited another 5 minutes or so before other officers showed up. This time they pulled AR-15s out of their trunk and stuff, and I laid my rifle down and sat out there for, they kept me down at the crash scene for 4.5 hours before they finally let me go, and they let me go home.
Yeah. Well, yep. There was, I don't guess there was any other way to get the full story from it, because you were the only one that wasn't in the church that actually had dealt with this guy on any level. So they probably had to get everything out of you. I'm sure that there was quite a divided force. I mean, well, back at the church, you probably had a bunch of ambulances and fire departments there, right? Anyway.
Yeah, back at the church, there were
before we run out of time. Put out the name of the book again. Put out the name of the book again.
A town called Sutherland Spring.
Yeah.
A town called Sutherland Spring. You can find it on Amazon. And you can also find it if you go to gunowners.org. When you're signing up as a new member, you can look, and they have my book there also. They can send you.
Yeah, Gun Owners of America is a bunch of gunfighters.
Hello?
You can hear me, can't you? Steven?
Yes, I got you now.
Okay.
Yes, I got you.
Yeah. Gun Owners of America, that is definitely the best way to fly. The only no compromise guys out there. And I mean, when I say no compromise, I really do mean that. Steven, thanks very much for joining me today. Are you there?
Thank you, and God bless.
Yes, sir. Steven Williford. Gun.
Yes. Oh,
Steven.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. This is live radio. This is the way it goes. We get these fine communications things that get in our way anyway. Gunowners.org, go join them. Listen, between now and then, remember this. Carry your concealed weapon wherever you go as often as you can. Stay awake, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.